Kosher Mishpat. Today we're going to discuss Haparei Chuvah Shilcha, very paying off somebody's chuvahs. The Rosh Hashanah just had a shaila that there was somebody was living in his apartment for 5 years and never got a new bill. It's a tax, whatever, property tax, right? Never got a bill. Trying to figure out never what it was. Then he realized after 5 years that there was a seminary in the school in where he lived like 5-6 years ago. And the seminary left, and they just like left their credit card. They've been paying every single year. They've been paying off his Arnuna bill, and he just discovered it. And now he wants to know whether he has to go ahead and tell them, or he could keep on enjoying his free enjoying it off. What else does it come up? It comes up. There's a maisa that there's somebody. There's somebody who's wasn't paying up his mashkanta. He wasn't paying up his what's the word in English? Mashkanta? Mortgage. Wasn't paying mortgage. Okay, coming so Israeli already. Okay, thinking. Okay, he wasn't paying up his mortgage. The guy wasn't paying his mortgage, and they about to take away his apartment. The guy brother ran to Chutz Laaretz, and so his brother went along, and he went and paid off the mashkanta. And after a couple of years, you know, they shouldn't take it away. After a couple of years, the brother came back, and the brother started making money, and he became a very wealthy fellow. And the other brother came up to him and said, "I paid off your mashkanta. I want you to go ahead and pay me back." So the guy says, "What do you mean? You didn't do it. You did it for yourself because you're embarrassed that, you know, they were like a rich family. The prestige of their family there, I mean, wanted someone in the house to be taken away because they went into the question is whether... You know, if you pay off, does he have to go pay him back or not? Another Anunah Shaila we had recently, that there's somebody who was in an apartment and the Seichel before him didn't pay. And the only way for him to get a Pater, they don't give it if everything's all paid up. So he went ahead and paid for the other guy. And afterwards, he turned around and told the guy, I want you to pay me back. Okay, so these are the different cases we'll go through. So Gemara brings down in Ksubas that if you go... and somebody goes to Medina Siyam, and somebody supports somebody's wife, gives him mezonos, gives him food, the lach is, guy comes back, he can't get your money back. It's called Parei Chuvah Shel Chaveri, you paid off a chuvah of somebody else. The Gemara says you're not able to get the money back. What's the reason why? The Rishonim give different reasons. Some Rishonim say that you didn't give me actual money to me, you gave it to somebody else. And maybe I would have worked out. I would have worked out that I wouldn't have to pay this chuvah up. Could have worked it out. My wife maybe would have eaten less, or I could have worked it out with her. And if you can't say that you mamish gave me something, because maybe I would have worked it out, and I wouldn't have had to pay off this way, but if you can't say that I'm going to have to pay.
My wife
must always eat something. Okay, so you can't know how much. Other svaras put down is that no one asked you to do it. You know, you came along and no one asked you to do it. That's some way you're doing it. That's maybe some mitzvah you're doing. No one asks you to do it. And therefore, if you get involved in something which no one asks you to do, so you don't have a schus mominus to go around and go turn around and say, do you want to collect the money? Very passionate. Shulchan Aruch. Haparei HaChuvah Shel Chaveri Shel Midaita. If you pay off somebody's chuvah without the person knowing about it, then the halacha is, Ein Alo V'Chai V'Shayim Lo, he doesn't have to pay. And this is a machlokes Rishonim. Is it dafka by the wife? Or is it with them at all chayvus? The Shulchan Aruch wants to bask in that it's by any chayv which you pay off. And it's definitely by the wife because maybe she would eat less and you'd be sad with your wife. A lot of wives are moichal on things, right? A lot of times, by hook or by crook, right? Mashenki and the regular bal chayv maybe wouldn't say that she's just in the time. But the Maisa Rabbi Shem is saying like that. Rabbi Shem say anytime you pay off a chayv, you didn't give the person actually something, they're going to be butter. And if it's the Shulchan Aruch, pay off somebody's chayv. I might see you're not able to go ahead and get the money.
It's a regular of all money.
Regular of all money, regular everything.
And a set amount.
So if I back to you, even a set amount. What's the svar? So one of the svars are because no one asked you to do it. Therefore, you didn't really give me something. There's another svar, maybe I would have got the person to be Michael. Sometimes. The guy's not paying back and it's not happening. And after all, I just say, fine, I'll take it as a maestro deduction. Whether it works or doesn't work is different, Shaila. But there's a tshuva in the Mechaz Zitzlag and the Nebihuda. They say that the only time it really works to take it as a maestro deduction is it has to be, number one, that you would have really given this person this amount of money. It can't be just, I can't get it back, that's what I'm doing. It has to be that I would Because the best thing is when you lend somebody money, I mean, you're not sure if you're going to get it back. First, don't lend it to them. But if you're lending to them, you know, you think you might not get it back. You should have in mind originally that if I don't give it back, I'm giving it to Meiser. Anyhow, so back to the case, which case are we discussing? The case of, the case of the guy paid off the brother's mashkanta. So they went to Beis Din. And he said, you paid off my mashkanta when you pay me. The other guy said, you didn't do it for me. You did it for yourself because you're embarrassed. And Meiser, they both missed the boat. The reason why it's not to pay is because you don't have to pay, and therefore you would not have to go ahead and pay. But the plot got a little thicker. The one who paid off had a safe in his house. And in his safe, the brother whose house it was, before he went to America, he stashed some jewelry and some other things over there. The one who ran away to America. Before he ran away to America, he couldn't pay it off. His brother came along and paid it. Before he left, so he put away some jewelry, his wife's jewelry, and put away some goods in the brother's safe. So
in his brother's house,
yeah. The one who paid off in his house, so he had money in his safe. So there is a halacha that if you have money of the leva, or you have a mashkin of the leva, then it's going to be different, and you're able to go ahead and keep it. So for the maisa in that case, you're able to go ahead and keep it. There's another maisa that there's somebody wanted to hide his money, because he wanted to hide his money, make sure that he had black money, we'll call it. He didn't want it to be reported, so he put his money into his friend's account without telling him. And his friend's account was on minus. Minus is if you overdraft, if you take out too much money, so you go into minus and they do it with charging, without charging, with so the guy put it into the guy's account when it was minus, and then afterwards he came to get his money, and the guy said, I don't want to pay, because you paid off my chayv. He's only there at Sodik Shaz, things don't happen in America, you know. But there's recently a mice in Bnei Brak that somebody, two guys got into a fight, and on Shabbos, the guy pushed the guy down the steps, and the guy broke his ribs and his arm. So they came to Bezin to be Tveyim, for the Hezek. So the guy Taina, that, what do you mean, I did on Shabbos, so it's coming around Rabbi Mini. I was over Malacha. Okay, these are Tzaddik Hashanahs. Anyhow, I'll go find him. So back to the case of the minus. So Besedah Gitoy, the halacha is that lemaisa, if you paid off a chayiv of somebody's chaveri, the lemaisa is he's going to be pater, and he's not going to have to pay.
What extra money did you put in there?
No, it's extra money, so then that's not parei chayiv. If it's extra money, then you have to get back. That's a bikadin, but it's only the minus which he paid off. So that was really a fight in the Bati Dinim. Is it like a choiv being a minus, or is it more like a bikadin?
Right,
it's like giving him money. It's like a bikadin, or is that prey choiv? That was a big fight in the But they were needed to say it's like, I owe money to the bank.
You see, the bank treats it like a choiv. They charge, right?
They charge interest, they charge fees, so they look at it as a choiv, and therefore, in that case, he would have to... So let's say in the case of the Arnuno, let's say a classical case is that someone's not paying off his Arnuno bill, and therefore the masker has to go ahead and pay off the Arnuno bill. So the question is, in that case, is that called Parei Chavish HaChaveri? So there's Aruch Shulchan, there's also Tshuva from one of the Gderechvenim, which says that the only time it's called Parei Chavish HaChaveri is only if it's a Chuyv, which you have no Sheikhas to. And therefore, what are you getting involved for? And if I'm getting involved for it, if you don't have a right to get back your money. Let's say you're a shutif, or some type of chav which you have some sheikhs to. So is that called parei chav shechaver? The case with the shuv from the Lechem Rabbi is discussing that somebody was nifter, and there were like four yarshim, and there was a mother's ksuba. So bad, some each of them had to pay equal amount of the yerusha for the ksuba. And one went and paid off the whole thing. Now the question is, can he go back to his other brothers and say, I paid for you, and if we have to go pay back? Or you say, no, that's called prayer chavishachavere, and therefore you're not able to go ahead and be taveya back. So he passes over there. Prayer chavishachavere is only if you have no sheikhas to it. If you have no, shaykhs to the chayiv, it's shel chaveri, and I have no shaykhs to it. Therefore, what are you getting involved for? You're doing a mitzvah, and therefore you have no right to get it back. But if you have shaykhs to the chayiv, it's somewhat your chayiv. He gives a mashal, it's a shutter, two shutter, they borrow money. Her brother made a couple of dinitari like that, way back. In 2008, when everything crashed, that's where these type of dinitaris happened. But, so like one of the shutum paid off a chayiv, and another one said, so if it's not only your chayiv, it's a chayiv of both of yours, and then that's not called parei chayiv shechaveri, and therefore you'd have a right to get the money back. So therefore, they take out from there that any time you mukhiv to pay because it's your problem, it's not just his problem, then that's not called parei chayiv shechaveri. That's called I paid my own chayiv, and it's like a halvot to you, and you'd have to go ahead and pay me back. So therefore, in the case of I can't get hanocha this year because you didn't pay last year. And so I'm paying. So then in that situation, that's not called parei chayiv shechaveri. I'm paying because of my own problems. And if we would look at it as alva, and if we'd be able to get his money. Another classical case is when you sell your apartment. You can sell your apartment until all the bills are paid off. So if the maker goes and he pays off in order to be able to sell it, that's not called parei chayiv shechaveri. That's called a person paying his own chayiv, and therefore the person would have a right to go ahead and pay it off. That's hard. It's paying for their own pride. Okay, that's hard already to say. Already, that's. Yeah, it's not really called his chayiv. That's like. Now this is a discussion. Let's say it's a goy. Let's say you don't pay a Jew. You're paying off a goy. This is where Moses says Yeshem with Africa probably so. Avon parei a goy. Chayv l'kli yam. Once said all svaras in Yilgan. We moichol or svaras like that. That's only by a Jew. By a goy who said maybe. It's like our mother says that maybe by a goy it's much harder to get into moichol. So maybe in that type of situation you should go ahead and be chayv. The ma'ase of the shachmin's not allowed to be shenim. Not like that. And the klal chayshon mishpat is like we mentioned many weeks in the past that. The stam is like when you go to the dentor, a lot of times, usually what happens, usually guys face somebody to the dentor, usually two options. You could go for din or you go for pshara. Din is you go like mamash kafir's letter, or pshara is a mix of the compromise and they'll try to work out. Usually the guy who wants din is usually the guy who's being teveya. Like you rip me off and you mazik me and this whatever. And the guy who's the nifa usually is, you know, willing to do a pshara. Most cases of chayshon mishpat is very hard, it's not very, it's pretty hard a lot of times to be moitzi money chayshon mishpat because there's a klal of hamoitzi b'chayav raya. And unless it's clear that you're chayav, you end up being potter. And there's a klal of kimli. Kimli is that if there's a machloikis and there's some rishonim or achronim on the side of the nitva, the lach is out. Gidrei kimli, you cannot be able to get money from the person. What? So the question is how far it goes. That's not 100% clear. My brother sent a letter of Chaim Kanievsky that is Akiva Eger and Hechos Aina and the guy Aina Nala Karkais. That if I rip you off and I sell your property, there's no Aina. So Akiva Eger brings down like a Shiloh, then maybe he knows no Aina, there's still an Issu, he should be Machmer. Like, how far does it apply? Definitely, she should brought down Shulchan Aruch, for sure it applies. And if it's an accepted Shita, basically, if you do a search nowadays, and you find on the Bar Ilan, or you Google and you find some, you know, Birkas Behema from the lived in the 13th century and no one ever heard of, you know, that's not going to be considered a kimli. But if it's a normal accepted shita which is brought down by a paiskim. If it's a shita which is brought down in the paiskim, something is a zachra, clearly not like that. But if it's not mamash mukhra, it's machlaikis, we've studied. No, but something's a mukhra, something's a not mukhra. It's like upon him. Therefore, if you ever go into Din Torah, if you're the Teveya, ask for Din, and if you're the Nitfa, another way around. If you're Teveya, ask for Pshara, and if you're the Nitfa, go for Din. Usually it's the opposite way. And anyhow, so how do we get onto this? What were we talking about? That was my train of thought. What case were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So therefore, in that case, the Nechnami, being that the Shach brings it down, he argues on the Ramah, so you're going to have Gidrei Kimli, and being that you have Gidrei Kimli, so then you're not going to be able to be considered Prayer Chavish HaChavay.
What's it say for Chavish HaChavay that the
Rav said it's a mitzvah? So Gemara says like two svaras. Gemara says, you're doing a mitzvah, you didn't give him something exactly. You didn't give him something.
What's the svar of the mitzvah?
Meaning
that it's for myself to do a mitzvah?
Yeah, and I'm getting a mitzvah by paying off his chayiv.
That's what I did.
And so we examined it. And I didn't give him money directly. There's also a svar, maybe it could have been Potter. You pay up somebody's grocery bill. Another classical case. Pay up somebody's grocery bill. Guy's grocery bill, and like the grocery guy's going crazy. This guy's never paying me. The guy's like, okay, I'm his friend. You go, oh, you know him. He moved to America. Maybe you pay off him, and you go get the money from him. So if you do that, technically, you wouldn't be able to get it back. Okay, it's one last case.
But then you would be able to
get it back. We're not able to get it back. One last case Oh, this happened a couple of times, that somebody by mistake, the gas company switched up, they read your meter with his meter and by mistake send you the wrong bill, and you paid by mistake for somebody else.
That's a shy.
What?
It's not a shy. Meaning they have a shy to the clip.
No, but I by mistake paid off somebody's chayiv. I didn't really mean to do it. I thought it was my chayiv. I ended up paying off by mistake somebody else's chayiv. So that is a svar to say. The whole svar of the Gemara says, my vechari is only, you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing a mitaitos, therefore, what are you getting involved? What are you doing it for? You didn't give him anything. But if the whole thing was a toyas already, the Batei Din say that would not be considered my vechari, and therefore, in that situation, yeah, to be chayiv. Just make a quick second, basically, we came out that if you pay off somebody's chayiv, the maisa, if it's shalemi daito, you would not be able to get back to him. Back, I might say, no difference between the yin and a guy. If you pay somebody's grocery bill, if you have somebody's anuna bill, you're going to get to get it back. If you're doing it for yourself, for example, the masker has to be off the service anuna, or you have some shaykhs to it, you're paying off a ksuba, then that situation would not be said prayer chayve. And who didn't, if there's a mistake in that case, we would not say prayer chayve, and it'll be not that fine.